Hey, it's Jack Ryan, and coming up Saturday, June 24th at Long Branch Park in Liverpool, it's the Rescue Mission's 12th annual Ride and Run for the Rescue. Ride and Run is one of their biggest events of the year, and it's a life-changing event where participants will help to end hunger in our community. In 2016, the Rescue Mission provided 276,976 meals to hungry men, women, and children, and they need your help to meet the growing need and bring an end to hunger. Here to talk about this year's Ride and Run is Gina Rapisati and CEO Alan Thorne from the Rescue Mission. How are you guys doing today?
Good. How you doing, Jack?
I'm doing fantastic, and thanks for coming in today. We're getting ready for one of your biggest events of the year.
Absolutely. It probably actually is, in terms of participation, our largest event. We hope to raise $150,000 through it as well. So
Wow.
The Ride and Run for the Rescue, 12th annual, June 24th, about 1,000 people will come out, and they'll either run, ride, or volunteer. So It's a huge event for us.
So this is kicking off Saturday, June 24th at Long Branch Park in Liverpool. And you've been doing this for 12 years?
Yeah, it started with a really small group. There was probably no more than 20 riders, right? Maybe 15.
Yep.
And it just ballooned from there. We started out with Casanova. Just an idea that a few people had, like they wanted to raise awareness, raise some money. I think they raised maybe 5,000 or 6,000 that first
really?
Year.
Really? Wow.
And it just has grown and built steam and been really well received by the community. And, you know, we have a bunch of people that love to ride, love to run, and anyone can participate. So it's a great time.
Now, there's a few different things people can participate in at this event. The first and foremost is the 5K run or a walk along Onondaga Lake. Gina, there's a few other things that they're going to be going on as well.
Yes, there's something literally for everyone. So we'll kick off the morning. It's a 62-mile bike ride, a 40, a 20, a 10, a family fun ride, and then we do the 5K. And we really encourage people to come out whether you're running or walking. This is a great 5K for people because it's very flat right on Onondaga Park. We like to say it's flat and fast, so we get you out, come right back, and when you come back for the event, we have a great day for us. In the morning, we're kicked off with Bagelicious and Starbucks as our breakfast sponsor, and then new this year is Bull and Bear Roadhouse is our lunch sponsor.
Oh, nice.
So we're so excited to have them on board this year, and then also we have a vendor expo booth. We have massages, we have cotton candy, we have popcorn, a bounce house for the kids, so there's literally something for everyone.
That's awesome. It's turned into such a huge event. This is my second year. Okay, so my second year actually taking part in it, but I had worked it a couple of years prior when I was doing promotions with 93Q, and every year it just seems like it's kind of grown bigger and bigger, which is really great to see.
Yeah, I think, I mean, Gina will never say this about herself, but she runs events better than anyone I'd say in this community. She's phenomenal at it.
She is.
And it's all about the experience of the participant. I mean, so if you're coming out to do the 5K, it's perfectly timed. I mean, it's a great experience for you. If you want to run, the route is mapped out really, really, or ride, you want the route is mapped out really, really well. But it's all about getting you in. You have the experience that you came for. You're supporting a great organization. And then you're out. Like, we don't drag you on the whole day. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're there a couple hours and then you're gone, right?
Yeah. And something new this year I'm really excited for. So if you're a Snapchat filter fan.
Oh, yeah.
Courtney Hills, who is a supporter of the Rescue Mission and also a friend of 93Q. She is our Snapchat filter sponsor this year.
Oh, that's awesome.
So I've been working with her recently, and she's got some great graphics that are going to be on there. So when you're there at Long Branch Park, you know, pull out your phone, either tweet, Facebook, Instagram. This year you can use Snapchat. So they're really excited for that new thing this year.
That's awesome. And you still have the hashtag Ride and Run, correct?
Yes, okay. We do. So, and you can go right on the website, rideandrun.org, and it's really simple. You just go through the steps of registering. And we really encourage people to send out the email. It's a very simple link to raise the funds for the Rescue Mission. As Alan said, our goal is about $150,000, and that kind of represents how many meals we're going to be able to provide throughout the year.
And that's what I wanted to touch on that next. So we've gone through the formalities of, you know, what the event is and what's going to be happening there. But this really is going to be, as you said, a huge fundraiser, and all of it stays right in Central New York, and it's going to such a great cause.
Yeah, thank you for saying that. So the Rescue Mission provides over 700 meals a day, 365 days a year. We're the only nonprofit in town that's serving 3 meals a day,
wow,
365 days a year. So last year that equated to, just here in Syracuse, about 227,000 meals.
Wow.
And then when you add in our work in Auburn, Binghamton, and Ithaca, it was an additional 30,000 meals. So literally, if it wasn't for the mission being there, people are going to go hungry. Moms are going to have to turn around and tell their child that they don't have any food to eat for dinner tonight, you know? So it's really important that, whether it's individuals or families, that nobody goes hungry in our community. And the Rescue Mission stands in that gap to make sure. Now, typically people think about the rescue mission during the holidays, right? During Thanksgiving and Christmas, and we're so grateful for that. But during the summer months is when typically our donations start to drop off a bit. But all the while, we're serving more families during the summer, and we continue to serve a lot of individuals. And so this event is perfectly timed to kind of boost us, you know, from a fundraising standpoint to be able to provide the tens of thousands of meals that we will over the course of the summer.
And, you know, I've helped out in the kitchen before, one time before a few months ago. I think it was right this past fall. And I've never done anything like that before. And I'll tell you, it was very eye-opening to me walking in there and seeing these people. I mean, we're talking everyone, you know, older and younger, families, single people. And it really opens your eyes to something that is happening right here in Central New York. And, you know, you said it before, just any little bit helps. I think it's 1 out of 10 adults is at risk of going hungry right now in the Syracuse area. How much is it? How much does each meal cost?
Yeah, so the direct cost for a meal is about $2.24. And so if you think about that in terms of your registration fee for the ride or trying to raise $100 from your friends. I mean, if you raise $100, you're going to provide close to 50 meals, you know? And so that's really significant. And to be able to have, to know that, that, hey, my participation in this event made sure that there were meals for someone else that was hungry in this community. I don't know if there's a greater thing to be part of in that regard, to know that something as sacred as having a meal, right, is happening because of your participation and your support.
Absolutely. Now, I remember last November, I was honored and privileged to be able to be Master of Ceremonies at the Hope Awards, which is a really, really great event. It recognizes people who have gone through services at the Rescue Mission and have come out on top. And really turn their lives around. And one of the recipients this last year, I remember, actually ran the race last year, and I believe he won. Is he going to be there again?
Asufu. So he actually just recently moved out. He came in the other day, got promoted in his job.
Oh, good.
So excited, and moved out recently. But I said to him, would you please take the day off or try to get off so he could come to Ride and Run? He came in second last year and first for his age group.
Oh, cool.
So he's very excited. He wants to come again and even said to me, Gina, I can pay for my registration fee.
That's awesome.
So that was kind of a cool thing for him. So,
Gina, you got to know him really well. Can you share a little bit about his story?
Yeah, about 3 years ago, we had this crazy idea of doing a run group on a Thursday. And so we put it out to our staff, and we would have some staff coming out, but it was really hard to get, you know, everyone together on a day that everyone's free to go running. So we kind of opened it up to some of our residents and said, if you'd like to come out, please join us. Well, all of a sudden, every Thursday, he is like main person there running. Well, one day he shows up and he's got jean shorts on. And I was like, Asufu, where's your running shorts? And the barrier language was kind of hard, so we would, you know, talk to each other, and I think he understood what I was saying, and I would point to shorts, and so then the next time he came back with shorts, and we helped him get some sneakers, so he had the running sneakers, and that day was when he won his age group. It was the best part of the event, just seeing that huge smile, and he was so excited, and he just couldn't stop thanking us. So we're really proud of him, and we're excited to see him come back again this year.
That is awesome. And I imagine, do you get a lot of people who have gone through the Rescue Mission or who are still there who participate?
We do. We have a handful that participate, come back year after year to be part of the Ride and Run. They also volunteer. We have a number of residents that if they can't run for a disability or whatever the reason might be, they'll come out and be part of the team that day or in prep for it and volunteering. So one of the things that you picked up on at the Hope Awards that I think we see regularly people coming through the food service line is the gratitude that people have when they receive the services of the Rescue Mission. The Hope Awards, over and over again, people got up there and they just said, thank you so much, because the mission and the people that support it were there during a crisis time in their life, and it made the difference for them. So I think this is a way that our residents and our guests get involved, is by, it's another way they can give back. It's another way that they can support the mission for the services that they're receiving.
Yeah, and it's, and there really are some, all the amazing services that you have at the Rescue Mission. It's a blessing to the community that it's there. Now, a few months ago, I saw an article about, and this story was just absolutely incredible. One of a member of your outreach team had come across a man who was living in a 2-bedroom shack, living off of the side of a busy Syracuse highway. He had been going up to him for, I think, weeks is what it was, trying to communicate with him and get on the same page as him and kind of befriend him to get him to go to the rescue mission. And that right there, I think, is just an incredible example of what the rescue mission does, to be able to find people like that and the patience that this your outreach person had to be able to do that, I think is just amazing.
Yeah, so Jim is an amazing outreach worker and has really, I think, transformed our outreach efforts over the last couple of years. And he's also coordinating well with other agencies in the community so that we're all in this together. And so your listeners might, you know, regularly see somebody on the corner or at the exit or on-ramp of a highway, and they wonder, you know, what happens with these individuals? Well, we probably know them by name because of Jim and our volunteers that work with Jim to go to the encampments, to go to where people are flying signs, and get to know them and speak to them and understand them, find out what their challenges are, provide very basic essentials like maybe a bag lunch or a blanket or something like that. But the goal is to get them off of the street and to be able to get them into programs that are going to help them. And Jim has seen that happen over and over again. So it's a very powerful program running right now 6 days and nights a week. Sometimes we have a seventh day in there if we're able to have volunteers involved with it. But just a really powerful program.
Final question I had. And this is more geared towards a I'm kind of asking your advice, because I was in a situation a few weeks ago. I was with my fiance. We went to a show at the Landmark downtown. We were leaving, and there was a man who walked up to me and asked me if I had any money. I mean, these kinds of things have happened before, and I hear of this kind of thing happening to people. I didn't know really what to say to him. The only thing I did think to say to him was, you know, I'm sorry, I don't have any cash on me, because I usually just don't carry cash. But I did say to him, you know, do you know about the rescue mission? It's right downtown. And he had told me that he had been there before. I guess my question to you is, did I handle that situation good enough? You know, what is the best for anyone who gets in that situation if they're downtown and they see someone that approaches them? How should you handle that situation?
So I think that you handled that situation really, really well. And the first thing I would say is you acknowledged him as a human being. I mean, I think in some situations people just walk by, ignore, or they can be rude or whatever. And some of that is maybe they just don't understand, you know, what to do in that situation. I think whenever you see an individual and they come up to you, they're asking for money, or they're standing on the corner holding a sign, at minimum, just acknowledging their humanity, it builds dignity into them. It shows, I think, your character as well. So I think that's key. Mm-hmm. In terms of whether you should give money, not give money, I think that's a very personal choice. I would always advocate that you support organizations that are working with individuals experiencing homelessness. Okay. And so that's what I would personally do. I live downtown, and so I regularly run into individuals, and I have a little bit of an advantage because I can actually like offer to walk them down to the mission if
yeah,
I need
there you
to.
Go.
I mean, so that helps.
Have you done that before?
I have. Actually, I can tell you just last week I was out walking my dog, Jameson. It was around 11:30 at
night. Your dog is adorable, by the way.
And she is. And I went over behind a building where I normally take her, and over to the left there was a gentleman that had rolled out a mat, and he was laying on it and covered up in blankets, and he was sleeping there for the night. So typically I don't wake up people if they're sleeping, but it was really late at night, and I thought, okay, I'm going to try to do this. So really gently kind of spoke to him, woke him up, and I asked him, will you come to the mission with me? Like, I want to make sure that you're safe tonight. He didn't take me up on that offer. He had been there a while, was kind of settled in. And, you know, but he did say to me, he's like, you know, thank you for asking, and for how you asked and for talking to me. And, I will be getting up and going down to the mission for breakfast tomorrow. So I think, you know, I know people that when they're driving to work, they've got, socks, like new socks in their car with them. And so when they come up to the corner, if there's someone standing there, they'll roll down the window, you know, ask how their day is going, ask what their name is, and hand them a pair of socks. We haven't met an individual experiencing homelessness that will not accept that and be really happy for that because their feet take a beating when they're out there. So I think you handled it really, really well. Again, it's a personal decision. But the number one thing I think is just acknowledge them as people and start there. And then I think from there, a lot of good things can happen for that individual.
Well, that's good to know. And I'm glad that, because, you know, getting in those situations, it's difficult because it's like, you know, trying to figure out what to say. And I do know people that would just ignore them. And that's difficult for me to do.
Yeah, and I think to say, hey, I'm sorry I don't have any cash, but do you know about the mission? I think to always point them in the direction where they could get services is key.
Okay.
If we have time for a short story.
Yeah.
A couple of years ago at the Hope Awards, you know kind of what my job is that night is handing out the awards on the stage, right?
You're a busy man.
And then like setting them up by the mic and things like that. So they call out names and the recipients come up on stage. And so they called out this guy's name and they call out Glenn. And then Glenn comes up on stage and I shake his hand and he looks me like dead in the eye and he says to me, "Do you remember me?" And I'm like deer in headlights guy, right? Like I don't, I'm baffled, I'm confused. And he whispers to me, "You came and spoke to me when I was standing on a corner holding a sign and I looked a lot different then."
Oh, wow.
And so to be completely honest, I don't remember that. You know, I didn't remember it at the time. We talked after the ceremony. We got a great picture together. It was really, really cool. And I was trying to like kind of go through my mind, like, when did I do that? When did I do that? So I was reading some old blogs that I had written, and 11 months earlier, I had written about an encounter with a guy named Glenn on the corner of Fayette and West. Huh. And I try to, when I see individuals out there, go and talk to them. So I had walked up to him and started a conversation. Nicest guy in the world. Had some issues. Was totally transparent about them, right? Wasn't ready to come to the mission yet. But I made sure he knew, hey, you can come and get meals there. So like maybe do that. And then I walked away a little discouraged thinking, what's going to get Glenn off the corner? What's the community solution for Glenn, right? Well, here he is 11 months later on stage getting an award. Oh, wow. So during that time period, what had happened was our outreach worker started connecting with him on the corner and just built a relationship, built some trust there. Wow. He started coming to the mission for meals and realized that we didn't want anything from him. All we wanted to do was care for him and meet his needs. And through that process, our outreach worker was able to coordinate with other agencies in the community and get him off of the corner and into stable housing.
Wow.
And once there, he started addressing other issues. And the reason he was getting the Hope Award that night was he was no longer homeless, he was stably housed, and he was now in recovery.
Wow.
And so when we see people on the corner, when we see people looking a little disheveled, it's really important that we don't judge them. We don't know what's happened in their life to get them to that point. And we shouldn't write the rest of the story for them because their life could change. And it's through a huge community effort, multiple agencies working together, the rescue mission playing its role in the community to help provide clothing, to help provide shelter, case management, and meals, and then ultimately believing that lives can transform and we can get people housed and end their homelessness.
That's an amazing story. That really is. Hopefully, I know just being at the Hope Awards, it was one of so many other stories. And, you know, just thank you for what you guys do for the community. It really is amazing.
No, thank you. We couldn't do it without the support of the community. We turn 130 in September.
Oh, wow.
And
really?
It's a big deal. And,
oh, wow.
And, but you think about that. Like, we were founded by, I think it was a group of 9 churches that saw a need and as volunteers came together to open up this storefront called the Rescue Mission.
Hmm.
And, you know, and 130 years later, we're impacting over 10,000 people a year, providing about 250,000 meals, 127,000 overnight stays. Tonight, there'll be 500 men, women, and children in a Rescue Mission bed in the 4 cities that we serve, somewhere on the path out of homelessness. And like, we could not do that if it wasn't for the generosity of our community, whether it's through volunteerism, whether it's through financial donations, whether it's through participation in Ride and Run for the Rescue or the Hope Awards, or whether it's, you know, through any multiple ways that people can get involved. We encourage them to do that. And we're grateful for every individual that comes alongside of us, believing that we can change lives.
Well, you guys do indeed change a lot of lives. And, you know, they're not lives that you hear about in other parts of the world or other parts of the country. They're lives right here in Central New York. And we do thank you for everything that you guys do. And don't forget, too, the Ride and Run for the Rescue. It's coming up Saturday, June 24th. At Long Branch Park in Liverpool, don't forget 100% of the proceeds of your registration fees go to help end hunger in Central New York. You can register right now at rideandrun.org. Now, I have a team again this year.
You do? And what's your team name? I love it.
Jack's Joggers.
I like that.
And we've got it. My fiance made a cool little logo for it. Now, I'm accepting donations right now. If you go to 93Q.com, click the Jack's Jobbers page, you'll see information about the rescue mission and ride and run. Now, my goal is to raise $500.
Awesome.
I really hope I can get to that point because $500 will feed about 200 people, I think is what it was.
Yep.
So
great.
I'm looking for any donation. You know, if you can help out in any way, please go to 93Q.com, click my page. We're going to be out there. I got a bunch of friends and coworkers who are going to be running it with me. And we're really looking forward to it. Again, Saturday, June 24th. Ride and run for the rescue at Long Branch Park. Alan Thornton, Gina Reposati.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Jack.